Ancient aviators, those terrific pterosaurs.
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at next month's National Creation Conference near Cincinnati.
You know, some secular scientists say that most flying reptiles, like the pterosaurs, would have been terrible flyers. Does the evidence support that? Well, pterosaurs were not primitive, clumsy flyers at all. In fact, they might have outperformed today's birds in doing some complex aerobatic maneuvers. X-ray scans of pterosaur skulls have revealed that a large region of their brain could integrate signals from joints, muscles, skin, and the balance organs. In birds, this region is usually large compared to other animals, but about 1 to 2% of the bird's total brain mass. But in pterosaurs, this region took up an incredible 7.5%, probably because of their large wings. And as a result, they obviously had excellent flight control. The question that has been asked is this: how could such a flight-controlling brain have ever evolved? Well, it couldn't. Here's what I know. Pterosaurs and birds were created on day 5 alongside the other flying creatures, and they were perfectly formed and able to fly.
Ken Ham has much more teaching to share with you on the accuracy of the Bible. In fact, we're releasing now 45 of his recent radio programs on CD. Call and give a gift of any amount, and we'll send this faith-building CD in the mail to you. Toll-free, our number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or through our website of answersoffer.org.